to episode 353 of the Comic Source Podcast. This is a Phoenix Files episode. It's the interview I did with Adi Granov at Phoenix Comic Fest over the Memorial Day weekend. For those not familiar, Adi is a cover artist for Marvel. He also does a lot of concept design work for them for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He designed basically all the armor and weapons in the first Iron Man movie. So you have seen his stuff, and he's really incredible. He's not as well known of an artist as some of the others, because he did kind of get in through the concept art door, let's say. And as I said, he's never done interiors or anything, mostly. Well, actually, may have done some interiors on Iron Man Extremis. I'm not 100% sure on that. But, you know, mostly he's known for his cover work, a lot of airbrush. It's really, really cool stuff. And you'll hear him talk in the interview about the other things he dabbles in, some graphic design, album covers, other marketing and promotional materials. So he's an incredible artist, a really, really great guy. I've been actually trying to have him on the show for a few years now. We never seem to make it work. So I was glad to get him on the show and look forward to having him on again at some point to kind of demonstrate his artistic ability. So I hope you all enjoy the interview, and thanks for listening as always. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source coming to you live from the floor of Phoenix Comic Fest. I'm here with Adi Granov, illustration artist, concept artist, done a lot of work for Marvel covers, Iron Man Extremis. So let me ask you, Adi, you're not American, you're British, right?
British by citizenship. Yep.
By citizenship. Okay, yeah. So how did you become interested in American comics?
Well, growing up, I was just interested in comics, and I'm from Bosnia originally, and we would just get all kinds of comics, European comics, Italian, French, and American, and to me, it was just all comics.
All comics.
So right. I was just interested in comics as kind of a, you know, a thing, blanket kind of, and then I moved to the States in the mid-90s, and lived here for about 9.5 years, and during that time, just had so much more access to it, and that's how I got into also working on American comics.
So when you were here and you started getting more immersed in it, you decided, hey, I want to work in American comics. This is kind of a different feel, or
I always just wanted to be an illustrator. So, you know, comics and anything else that, you know, my main actually interest at the time was movie poster illustration,
right?
But that kind of industry just died before I was able to get to it, kind of thing. So comics just kind of happened almost by accident.
Now, what's your current work like? I mean, where can we find your stuff most often? I know you do a lot of Star Wars covers, right?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, like comic wise, I'm for comic work, I'm exclusive with Marvel, so everything I do is always for Marvel. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of covers for them. At the moment, I'm doing the Infinity Countdown covers, and I have one more of those left. And just kind of whatever, you know, seems interesting, because I'm working on a video game for also Marvel and another company who are producing it, and then I'm working on some statues for Sideshow Collectibles.
Oh, so, cool.
You know, kind of spread around.
Do you find that keeping it with a variety, doing some cover work, doing some concept work, doing designing statues, video games, does that keep your creative juices flowing? Keep you fresh?
Like, you know, it's by design, because I like being kind of exposed to a lot of different things,
right?
And because I'm interested in a lot of different things, you know, so like some of my work recently has been for the rock band Tool, mm-hmm. who have been my favorite band for a long time, and it's like yet another thing that I get to do that's completely outside of comics, but it's still my style, so it's kind of connected to everything,
right?
I mean, to answer your question, I like having kind of my fingers in a lot of different things, because it keeps it exciting and interesting and kind of fast moving.
How is designing a cover, when you think about, let me tell a story with one image, how is that so different than I'm going to do concept work and create a character that's then going to tell a story. Is it similar or is it more different?
I mean, all of my kind of thinking always comes from what would I like this to be.
Right.
So if I, the biggest kind of a trap is, for me at least, to start thinking what other people would want.
Right.
I try to think what I would like, and you know, like so when I'm doing a cover, I try to think of it like, what would I like to see and buy? So I come at it from that perspective, and then like, you know, let's say Black Panther, which I designed for the movie, I had to think, okay, you know, Hot Toys make the figures.
Right.
What figure would make me stop and be like, oh, I want to buy that.
Right.
So, you know, it kind of comes from the same initial kind of mindset.
Right.
But then the work is quite different, because with concept design, it's a lot of massaging of the same thing.
Right.
So it's like many, many versions of the same character over and over and over. While with, like, let's say a cover, I do a sketch and I move on to the final. And so the cover is more about the process and the technique, while the concept design is more about that, like, thought process. And so,
and you always get a lot of back and forth with the concept, right? Because somebody eventually has to build it, and then somebody's got to wear it and be able to act in it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty lucky, because I naturally think in kind of three dimensions.
Right.
So, like, on Iron Man, I think my work was so suited for the movie universe, because I had already thought of, like, how a real person could fit inside this.
Right.
So I've never had too much trouble with, like, back and forth over that, because my work is always designed with the idea that somebody's going to be in it.
Right.
And I always like going back again to Black Panther, you know, I like getting photos of the actor, and like when we were designing the helmet, you know, actually drawing it on top of the actual actor's you know, head, just to make sure that A, it will fit, but B, fit and look good as well.
Right.
So it's, you know, there's just a lot of kind of considerations that you have to really, you know, keep in your mind while you're working on it, because the end goal is for someone to actually wear it.
Now, do you have a lot of people, when you do these shows, do you have a lot of people that come up and realize that you've done, like, these movies that millions of people have seen? Do they realize that you're part of the team behind it that you designed?
I mean, some, you know, a lot of people know kind of like most things I do, but then there are people who are like, they're like, oh, I really love your, you know, Darth Vader covers, and they're like, whoa, you designed, you know, Iron Man, or some people are like, oh, you know, I really love your Iron Man designs, and then they see, oh, you do covers, kind of thing. So there are people who, you know, obviously their area of interest is just one thing that I worked on, and that it kind of, and that's part of why I like doing all these different things,
right?
Because I mean, just to tell a quick story, like, my father-in-law had absolutely no interest in comics.
Right.
So he was kind of like, oh, okay, that's what my, you know, son-in-law does. And then I worked on a movie, and suddenly he can understand, oh, it's a big Hollywood movie.
Right.
And so it's almost like a trump card, where it's like, you know, oh, I've done this as well, kind of thing. So I like that there are people who are attracted to just one area, and then maybe through that they will become interested in something else I've done that they might not have been if I didn't do this other thing. So
yeah, so you find it enjoyable to interact and connect with your fan base?
I do, oh yeah, oh definitely, yeah.
And where's the best place online if somebody wants to reach out and...
Well, I mean, for like more kind of official stuff, I have a website, which is just adigranov.net. But then also I have a Facebook, my Adigranov Illustration Facebook page. And then I have my own personal Facebook, and then Instagram. And for like following my kind of work in progress and, you know, just art I'm working on, Instagram is probably the best, because it's so kind of immediate.
Right.
Because I often, if I'm working on something that I am excited about, I take a, you know, either a quick video or a little snapshot and post it on Instagram. And, you know, people seem to really enjoy being kind of part of the process as I'm working on it. So.
Cool. And listeners, you can look for links to Adi's social media in the show notes. One last question. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but any advice you have for some inspiring artist that wants to get into the concept design kind of thing? What do you think the best way to do that these days is?
Well, people get actually kind of a bit irritated with me when I say this, but my main advice is always to look at the best in the field that you want to go into.
Mm-hmm.
and then see what you need to do to get that good. You know, I always have this thing that, like, a lot of people when they go to art school, they're trying to compete with the other people in their class, but that's not the idea, because once you graduate, forget about those people.
Right.
You have to look at the people who are already doing it and doing it really well. So my, you know, when I wanted to go into like poster illustration, I was like, okay, Drew Struzan is doing it. How do I get to that level? Not, you know, how do I compete with, you know, whatever guy is next to me in class? So my kind of advice is just to get as good as possible at the thing that you want to do. And then beyond that, social media, internet now has opened, not just now, but it has for the past decade. You know, so many doors are opened so wide that they, you know, when I was a kid, there was no internet.
Right.
So it was almost like, you know, living in Bosnia especially, how do I get in contact with someone at Marvel or, you know, especially someone at, you know, Hollywood studio? It seemed impossible. But these days, you know, I hooked up with Jon Favreau on the first Iron Man on MySpace. You know, so...
Yeah, so if you're good, if you aspire to be good, get good, put your stuff out there, people will find it, right? They'll come to you.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Great. Well, Addy, have a great show. Thanks so much for joining. I'm glad we've talked for literally years about having you come on. So I'm glad, and hopefully we'll be able to have you on longer, maybe outside of a show, when we can talk a little more and maybe do some video as well and see how your process works and all that kind of stuff.
Sounds great.
Okay, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.